Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Susan Newton is a survivor. Doctors had removed a softball-sized tumor, a cancerous tumor from her brain. Let me say that again. A softball-sized cancerous tumor was removed from her brain. You are a survivor and a trapeze artist. And I thought this is a great Friday afternoon story because, quite honestly, everybody needs a little inspiration. Susan, thanks for joining us on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So the treatment for your brain cancer left you in a situation where you had to learn how to walk again, learn how to talk again, which obviously you've accomplished. When did you decide at some point you were going to get it on a trapeze?
The trapeze actually happened kind of randomly. It was a Christmas present from my parents. They said, you know what? You are in a good place right now. Your hair is literally growing back. We know you kind of want to just move on and go forward and go back to being the thrill seeker that I normally am. So we had, the whole family was in town that year. We have family all across the country, and they said, why not do a family excursion to the trapeze world? And that's what we did. We went to Get a Grip Trapeze, and I stayed.
Oh my gosh. I did. That is so fun because I know people who have brought their kids there. And, you know, at the point you were probably in your 20s, right?
Yes, I was 25 when, actually, I might have been 26 at that point. It all starts to blur together after a while. But, yes, I was in the 20s range there, so starting for quite a bit.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, the pictures, we all read the article in the Sun-Times, and the pictures are like, oh, my gosh. I mean, what you went through is amazing, and most people would consider getting on a trapeze a pretty brave stunt, but there is something that comes with beating cancer that makes you feel not invincible, but aware that you need to live life to the fullest.
You are definitely not wrong, and you're right. It's not necessarily an invincibility factor, but there's definitely a new perspective that's gained. Not even just a perspective of how you want to live your own life, but how you see that you just really don't know what anybody else is going through at any point in time. You don't know if they have a family member who's going through something that's more difficult, if they're going through something they're on their own. And that's really what it opened my eyes to.
Me too. And every time that somebody cuts me off in traffic or someone's rude, I think, I don't know. I don't know if their kid has cancer. I don't know what they're doing today. But, you know, all I can do is just continue doing what I'm doing and hope that their day gets better. Not only did you take up the trapeze, but you took up weightlifting too?
Yes. I was a collegiate athlete, and my whole life I've kind of been around the gym and around weights and in that type of an environment. And it was always something that I was drawn to. My family is my dad, especially, it's a hobby of his. My brother-in-law, a huge hobby of his. So as, you know, I started feeling a lot better, a powerlifting competition came about. We're like, why don't we train for this together? And it was a really cool bonding experience. I ended up sticking with it, did multiple competitions, and it starts to be, it's not just something about strength, but it also starts to empower you as well, because you don't see that many women in the weightlifting world throwing around that type of weight. So it was cool.
Yeah, you can deadlift, what, 375?
Once upon a time, not anymore. I had to hang that up after the shoulder surgery, but
yeah,
maybe one day I'll get back to it.
So now you're a trapeze artist. Do you teach other people?
I personally don't teach when there's newer students in class. You know, it's always nice to give them a couple of tips or pointers, and they hear it from somebody who's not like a coach. They hear it more from a friend, and just kind of, you know, it's a wonderful community. And what's really awesome about trapeze is that everybody's on their own journey and their own path. So you see some beginners that pick it up really quick, and you see other beginners that it might take them a little bit of time. But honestly, everyone's there just to have a good time, improve their own personal, work on their own personal goals, and see everybody thrive. And that's what's really neat about it. So we all kind of coach each other at the same time.
That's awesome. Susan Newton is a cancer survivor, a brain cancer survivor, who has turned to the trapeze. Are you now called an aerialist?
Lots of names that we could be called. Aerialist, circus performer, trapeze artist, whatever you want to do. My parents are still a little worried that I'm going to run away to the circus, but I'm not quite talented enough for that yet.
Well, thank you for sharing your story and giving everybody a bit of inspiration today. And if you want to see the rest of her story, you can check it out. It's in the Chicago Sun-Times. Best to you and your family, Susan. Thanks for joining us. Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary, and then we come back with the newsroom temperature check.